ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So we are reading today Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 7, The Sacrifice Performed by Daksha, Verse 15. Anyone has an idea about the melody? Yo so maya vidita tatvadrisha sabhayam
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 Kshipto durukti Vishikai vigana yatan mam.
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 Arvak pantatam aratat. Tamanidayapad
Arvak
patantam aratamanidayapad
Arvak patantam aratamanidayapad
Tristyar Traya savagavan svakrite natusyet Tristyarta traya savagavan svakrite natusyet Yo so maya vidita tatvadrisha sabhayam
Yo so maya vidita tatvadrisha sabhayam
Kshipto durukti vishikai vigana yatan mam
Kshipto durukti vishikai vigana yatan mam
Arvak patantam arata manitayaya nit Arvak panta Arvak patantam arata manidaya pad
Arvak patantam arata manidaya pad
Tristyartaya savagavan svakrite natusyet
Tristyartaya savagavan svakrite natusyet
Please
Yo so maya vidita tatvadrisha sabhayam Kshipto durukti vishikai vigana yatan mam
Kshipto durukti vishikai vigana yatan mam Arva patantam aratamanitaya vyapat Drishyadaya sa bhagavan svakrite natusyet
Yosa maya vidita tatva drisha sabhayam
Yosa maya vidita tatva drisha sabhayam
Kshipto durukti vishikai vigana yatan mam
Kshipto durukti vishikai vigana yatan mam
Arvak patantam aratam anida nindayupad
Arva patantam haratamanidaya pat. Dristya daya sa bhagavan svakrite na turshet. Yoso maya vidita tatva drisha sabhayam. Shito durukti vishikai viganaya tanmam. Arvak patam tam aratam anitaya yavad. Congratulations. It's not, we are not Sanskrit scholars, but we did well. You like to try? Yeah.
Yoso maya vidita tatva drisha sabhayam. Shito durukti vishike viganaya tanmam. Arvakvatantam aratamanidaya pat. Drishya daya sa bhagavan svakritena tushyet.
Yaha.
Yaha.
Ku.
Ku.
Asao.
Asao.
Dat.
Dat.
Maya.
Maya.
By me.
By me.
Avidita-tattva.
Avidita-tattva.
Without knowing the actual fact.
Without knowing the actual fact.
Drisha,
drisha,
by experience,
by experience.
Sabayam,
sabayam,
in the assembly,
in the assembly.
Kshipta,
kshipta,
was abused,
was abused.
Durukti,
durukti,
unkind words,
unkind words.
Vishikai,
vishikai,
by the arrows of, Viganaya,
Viganaya,
taking no notice of.
Tat,
that,
mam,
me,
arvak,
downwards,
patantam,
gliding down to hell.
Gliding down.
Arhattama,
arhattama,
the most respectable,
the most respectable.
Nindaya,
nindaya,
by defamation,
by defamation.
Apat,
apat,
saved.
Saved.
Dristya,
dristya,
seeing.
Seeing.
Ardraya,
ardraya,
out of compassion.
Out of
compassion.
Saha,
saha, that,
that.
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
you lordship.
Svakritena,
by your own mercy.
Tusyet,
be satisfied.
Be satisfied.
Translation. I did not know your full glories. For this reason, I threw a rose of sharp words at you in the open assembly. It's Daksha, by the way, speaking now to Lord Shiva. I did not know your full glories. For this reason, I threw arrows of sharp words at you in the open assembly. Although you did not take them into account, I... Oh, this was the same sentence. Yeah, but I think you got the point, huh? I was going down to hell because of my disobedience to you. who are the most respectable personality, but you took compassion upon me and saved me by awarding punishment. I request that you be pleased by your own mercy, since I cannot satisfy you by my words. Purport. As usual, a devotee in an adverse condition of life accepts such a condition to be the mercy of the Lord. Factually, the insulting words used by Daksha against Lord Shiva were enough to have him thrown perpetually into a hellish life. But Lord Shiva, being kind toward him, awarded him punishment to neutralize the offense. King Daksha realized this and, feeling obliged for Lord Shiva's magnanimous behavior, wanted to show his gratitude. Sometimes a father punished his child, and when the child is grown up and come to his senses, he understands that the father's punishment was not actually punishment, but mercy. Similarly, Daksha appreciated that the punishment offered to him by Lord Shiva was a manifestation of Lord Shiva's mercy. That is the symptom of a person making progress on the path of Krishna consciousness. It is said that a devotee in Krishna consciousness never takes any miserable condition of life to be condemnation by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He accepts the miserable condition to be the grace of the Lord. He thinks, I would have been punished or put into more dangerous condition of life due to my past misdeed, but the Lord has protected me. Thus, I have received only a little punishment as token execution of the law of karma. Thinking of his grace, of Krishna's grace, in that way, a devotee always surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead more and more seriously, and is not disturbed by such so-called punishment. So the verse again. I did not know your full glories. For this reason, I threw a row of sharp words at you in the open assembly, although you did not take them into account. I was going down to hell because of my disobedience to you, who are the most respectable personality. But you took compassion upon me and saved me by awarding punishment. I request that you be pleased by your own mercy, since I cannot satisfy you by my words. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paskatyate Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Shivasati Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So here we have a wonderful verse and wonderful purport from Srila Prabhupada. It's actually amazing that Daksha now had his head cut off. He got the sheep head at the place, and now he's coming back to his senses and understand actually how his behavior towards Lord Shiva was really wrong. And he's actually full of gratitude. Although he was punished, he's now full of gratitude because that punishment actually brought him back into a proper understanding. That was actually, he said, this punishment saved me. And I think it's really, really good, because nobody really likes to be chastised. But somehow we understand here how this chastisement is important. Lord Daksha was saved by that punishment. So I had plenty of notes on that topic that were sleeping in my book, in my notebook since years, and I was quite in a struggle to put them all together in an ordered way. So let's see what comes out. I mean, in the purport, first of all, Prabhupada make really wonderful points. He's explaining how every condition, everything that happened, the devotee will first of all see that coming as Krishna's mercy. And to be able to see whatever happened as Krishna's mercy, chastisement, difficulties, to see that as Krishna's mercy means that we are making progress in our life. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned that the devotee actually never become against the Lord, whatever happened. And we can see that often the Lord is putting his devotee in a very difficult situation. And sometimes even more and even more, that the devotee is almost screaming out, stop, how can you do that? I cannot bear it anymore, and you are just going on giving me punishment, giving me hard time. How can you do that? But still, even in those very difficult times, the devotees always remain understanding, this is coming by my Lord, and it's there to help me, it's there to save me. And even the devotee goes even further, thinking, actually I deserve much more, but by Krishna's mercy I get in less. When Sachi Devi was pregnant, after 10 months, she had one daughter, and this daughter died. I mean, we are almost all men here, but can you imagine, just imagine the pain of a woman when her child dies, and right after birth. For 10 months, she had the child in the womb, and she think and she meditate, and then the child is dying. And she had that for 8 times. The eighth daughter of Sachidevi was dying. But at each time, her and Jagannath Mishra, they will just increase their devotion to Lord Krishna. Whatever would happen, although it was painful, and can you imagine 8 times losing your child? Such a heavy things. But every time they will just increase and increase their devotion to Lord Krishna. And they will think, okay, that's the desire of Lord Krishna. And anyway, we want our child to be offered to him. So he can decide how he wants. We are just continuing. They were increasing their devotion. Instead of being discouraged, often when we have difficult time, we just become discouraged and we feel, okay, why should I put so much endeavor in my spiritual life? Anyway, Krishna is not so kind. I'm getting so heavy treatment. But we see by this example that the devotees who are really advanced, they continue, they increase their devotional service. There is this also very interesting point that actually Daksha said, you have saved me by the punishment. And I was thinking, it's a little bit like this dead punishment of the law, when someone make a murder or make a very big crime, that he had to be killed. So many people say, oh, that's terrible, how can we do that? But if I'm right, I think Prabhupada was saying that by being killed, his offenses of killing others is neutralized, and his future will be better. But if he's not getting proper punishment, he will get such a heavy treatment in hell for that. So punishment often will reduce the offenses or even neutralize the offense that had been done in the past. So those punishment are actually treasures that are actually very helpful in spiritual life. Now, why punishments? Are they painful to us? Because it comes and touches directly into our ego. And what our ego is? Our ego is, I am the best. I know better. I'm strong. I'm good. All those covering of the ego are there. And when someone punishes us, we come back to the position, actually, I'm not so good. And this is painful for the ego. Now, those punishments, they often come through different media or different ways. First of all, they can come very simply through material nature. Through pain that we receive in our body, in our mind. And this, for now, we are quite saved on that. I mean, the mind is at any time giving troubles, but more and more we become old, more and more we will feel our body giving pain here, giving pain there, and it's actually a constant struggle. Bhaktivinoda Thakur pray, oh my God, what did I do? I lost all my years uselessly, and now that I'm old, I cannot remember my Lord. I'm so much handicapped by this body. So now we are still quite safe. But actually, material nature itself is there to give us punishment. Also to show us this world in which you are is not the one that where you have to stay. Material nature is giving heavy punishment to us, for us to understand, oh, I have to go in another dimension. I have to save myself from this material world, or be saved by Krishna. These pains or chastisement coming by the material nature, they are there to remind us, get real. Become real in your life. Become aware of what reality is. Come to the point of understanding you are not controlling anything. All those pains, you just come. I cannot do anything. It's out of my control. And it's interesting, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that those chastisements, even coming through the media of material nature, for a devotee, it's not only karma, but it's directly the Lord who is giving the karma, the amount of karma, in a specific ways for his devotees. Now, I would like to come to the chastisement coming from peoples. And for us, we are mainly in devotee association. So there is a part of karma that has to come through other people, that has to be given to us through other people. Sometimes ago, my spiritual master wrote an article on that I found very interesting. He made a very interesting point. He said that there are different types of karma. There are some that you can become very easily free through spiritual practice. There is one karma that is much difficult to remove, but with really deep practice you can also become free from that. And there is a third type which is actually impossible to become released as long as we are in this material body. And then he said that for this second or third type of karma, we have to get it from somewhere. And mainly, it will come through people around us. Now, for devotees who are not associating with karma, they will have to get this karma through other devotees. And therefore, they will get sometimes very hard time. And we can see, we know many devotees who got in quarrels or who get chastised severely by other devotees, and I just felt, oh, I cannot bear this. Better I'm staying with materialistic people who are kind. I cannot be with devotees who are like this. But actually, this part of karma has to come So when we are with devotee, it's to be expected. We will get this type of chastisement also through the media of devotees. And there is the punishment that we will receive from the guru or the Vaishnavas. And this type of punishment, I think, is the most difficult to swallow. I can see in the dealings with my spiritual master, sometimes just for small things, but the way he's telling me just make me scream. Just is so painful. And I know sometimes he's even not really wanting to chastise, but suddenly people start to cry, people feel so offended that sometimes he feels myself, oh, what did I do? Without him being so aware of giving chastisement, disciples get it in a much stronger way. And this we can see, there is the empowerment of Krishna behind, so that the actually even small chastisement from the spiritual master are sometimes very, very difficult to accept, to be accepted by the disciple. Now Srila Prabhupada mentioned that the real disciple will gladly accept any chastisement from the spiritual master. And the real spiritual master will not be shy to inflict chastisement, to help a disciple to increase the quality of his service to Krishna. So the spiritual master will chastise the devotee so that the devotee will increase the quality of his service to Krishna. And this chastisement helps so much. Prabhupada mentioned that often at the moment we are chastised, it's very difficult to accept it. But after sometimes, with some distance, everyone understands, oh, it was actually very good for me. We can understand, it's like Srila Prabhupada gives this example of the father who has to give chastisement to his child. And when the child is grown up, he understands, my God, yeah, it was good. It was good that my father gave me this chastisement. There was the story of a man who was, his parents did die, and he was given to his aunt. Aunt, we say? Aunt. And the aunt let him do everything he wanted. So what he became a criminal. And after sometimes he was put in prison, and he had this death, how you say? Penalty. So before dying, his aunt came and asked, oh, I'm so sorry, what can I do for you? And the murderer told her, please come closer, please, I want to tell you something in the ear. And when she came very close to the grills, he grasped her ear with his teeth, and he just took away her ear. And the aunt was completely shocked and said, why do you do that? And he said, you are the responsible for me being here. You never teach me how I should behave properly. And because of that, I became a criminal. This is your fault. So the guru could also be put in fault if he is not teaching his devotee like this. So therefore the guru has the mission to chastise, to inflict punishment when the disciple is not behaving. It's necessary for us to be reformed from our bad habits. There is also another story. This one was a little wild. I have another story a little nicer. There was once a man in India who climbed into a tree, and then he just could not go down of the tree anymore. So he was calling everywhere, help, help, people, help me. So the whole village assembled there and was trying somehow to help that man to go down, with throwing ropes, lighter or things like this. They were trying, but somehow the man could not get down the tree. And then a sadhu came across, and he saw the scene. So everyone came to the sadhu and said, please, please, help this man go down to the tree. And he said, oh yeah, yeah, I have a good idea. So he started to take stones and to throw the stone to the man on the tree. And the man was saying, hey, you are crazy, what are you doing? And the sadhu was sending stone. And then the man just did not want to be hurt. So he just very easily find a way to go down the tree. he had the impetus to go down the tree. And when he came down the tree, where is the sadhu? Sadhu had already disappeared. So sometimes those chastisements, they will help us to really act from our own. They will give us a type of impetus to go further in our spiritual life. Often we are so much in the prison of our comfort zone, just doing things like we are used to do. But when we get chastised, we immediately think so much deeper. Oh, well, why this happened to me? What do I have to learn? How do I have to interact with this type of difficulties? So these punishments are actually very good because they take us out of this comfort zone. Srila Prabhupada said, my only concern is that you, my disciple, become strong and fixed in your devotion to Krishna. Take that chastisement of me as an opportunity to advance in Krishna consciousness. To make you strong, to make you fixed in your devotional life. The spiritual master have to inflict a punishment. Once Srila Prabhupada was chastised by his guru. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati was giving a lecture and Srila Prabhupada was sitting in the back listening the lecture. And there was an old, very rich life member of the Gaudiya Math who was sitting next to Prabhupada and he could not hear properly. So he was asking Prabhupada to somehow repeat what Bhaktisiddhanta was saying. So Prabhupada was doing so and suddenly Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur stopped the lecture. And he spoke to the life member. And he said, what do you think? Do you think because you have so much money you can do all nonsense you want during my lecture? And then he looked to Prabhupada and he said, and you, what do you think? Would you like to come here and give the lecture in my place? How do you dare to speak all the time during my lecture? Can you imagine coming from Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati? But actually Prabhupada said, I felt so happy when I received that chastisement. I felt my Guru Maharaj was caring for me. My Guru Maharaj, although it seems it was not proper to chastise. Prabhupada was doing a proper service. The life member could not hear. But Prabhupada felt, yes, it's good. I'm grateful. And often, it's so much more difficult to get chastisement when we are actually not in fault. When we are in fault and we get chastised, it's difficult, but it's okay, because somehow, if we have a little common sense, we understand, yeah, okay, I blew it. It's normal, I get chastisement. But when you are chastised, and you don't see any mistake you did, wow, that's very difficult to swallow. So often those chastisements are also there to give us purification, to purify us. Take us out of the comfort zone to purify us also. We should see how insult, poverty, punishment and other unfavorable dealings are necessary for us to become purified. Once my Guru Maharaj said, it's so difficult to act as a spiritual master. Because as a spiritual master, you have to inflict punishment. You have to chastise your disciple. And as soon as you do that, disciple will hate you. They will become very angry at you. They will find faults in you because of that. So he said it's very difficult because we have to do that. And I think if we make a comparison between the years or the century before and nowadays, people are so much allergic to be chastised and so much repulsive. The ego is so strong that even small chastisement people just are so difficult to accept them. And I feel it's very relevant to have such a purport that helps us to understand that actually it's something good, even though the ego might be screaming. Because when these chastisements are done without motivation, or with the only motivation to help the person who is chastised, then it will increase the loving relationship between the guru and disciple, between the father and the son. When that's not an angry or egoistic motivation behind the chastisement, if that's purely for the benefit of the disciple, then it will strengthen the love in the relationship. My Guru Maharaj was writing to a disciple sometimes ago, chastisement, to accept chastisement is to accept love. It's very a different concept. That's what our mind is preaching to us. The mind just said chastisement is terrible, is not kind, but it's actually, when it's done properly, it's done out of love. Those chastisements also help us to see where we are in our spiritual life, how advanced we are, how angry will we become to the person who is chastising us. Will show us how advanced we are, how this anger comes, how much we will revolt, how much we will find faults in the person. This is actually in connection of how much we are a servant. More and more we are in the position of a servant, more and more we will not react so strongly in those chastisements. But more and more we think we are in the position of the master, then the ego will be so much hurt that we will have very strong reaction. So the reaction in a connection to the chastisement will show us how much we are like a servant, or how much we want to be like a master. More and more the chastisement is painful, it shows more and more we want to be in the position of the master. And more we are free of the pain of the chastisement, more and more we can understand we are actually in our position of a servant. Maybe you could open the window a little bit to get some fresh air. I see a few of you are a little bit in the struggle. There was a very nice story in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was during the Ratha Yatra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and dancing in such a beautiful way. And King Prataparudra was there. And Haris Chandan was there also. Hari Chandan was the commander of the King Prataparudra's army. He was the pure Kshatriya. So while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, Hari Chandan saw that King Prataparudra was trying to look but just could not see properly the dance because Srivas Thakur was in front of him. So Hari Chandan, as a good servant, thought, I have to help my king. So he was trying to move Srivas Thakur aside so that he could see Lord Chaitanya. So he was trying, but Srivas Thakur was so absorbed in looking that he just could not see. So he was going stronger and stronger. And then suddenly Srivas Thakur turned back and just slapped him directly on the face and turned back to Chaitanya and looked at Chaitanya's dance. And Hari Chandan, who was commander-in-chief, could not... It was really too much for his ego to accept such a slap from a devotee. So he was really was becoming great. He was becoming ready to give vengeance to Srivas Thakur. And King Prataparudra understood. He came and stopped him and said, Stop. You can't feel yourself happy. You were slapped by the hand of Srivas Thakur. It's glorious. You must feel blessed. So Harichandan has to somehow cool down. Srila Prabhupada said that this punishment, when it's without reason, it's really, really difficult. Harishchandan was doing his service for the king, and suddenly he was slapped like this. So Srila Prabhupada said, sometimes my assistant think that I was unnecessarily chastised, that he was unnecessarily chastised. But I think that this is good. The duty of the spiritual master is to chastise his disciple for his rectification. And his duty is to find faults in the disciple. That's the duty of the spiritual master. So even the disciple feel, I was chastised without reason. Srila Prabhupada said, it's good, it's necessary. Because even if the external realm, even if the external dimension, everything seems that we did not make any mistake, but maybe our attitude inside of the heart was wrong, and therefore we get the punishment. I have one or two stories according to that, to being punished when we are not in faults. Many years ago, I was traveling in Basel in this U-Bahn things. And when I entered into it, I wanted to pay the ticket, but the machine was out of function. I just could not get the ticket, so what to do? I just entered the train, and of course, 5 minutes later, the man came to me, please show me your ticket. So I told him the machine was not working, and I guess there is at least 20 people saying this to him every day, so he did not believe me, and he was really hard with me, give me your identity, data and everything. So I had a very old identity card where the address was not anymore alright. So I gave him that, and he looked and he took the data, and I never heard about that, and I felt okay. I mean, okay, I forgot about that, but I felt okay. I tried, I was not in fault. I tried to pay, their machine was not working, that's their problem. That's how I thought. Now maybe 10 years later, I was traveling with Sachinandana Swami, and we came to the border of Switzerland from Germany. So they looked the identity card, and I was registered that these things had not been paid for me. So they did really a big scandal. I mean, they asked us to open the old car. We spent it like 45 minutes at the border. They looked everything. And Sachinandana Swami was peaceful and kind to them and like this, even preach a little to them. And it was good. But then when we continued the journey, Maharaj was chastising me like anything. And I was just trying to defend myself so much. Guru Maharaj, I was not in fault. I was trying to pay the ticket. And bang and bang, he was just continuing banging on my head. And I was just trying to defend myself all the time. And after some time he understood, okay, now if I give one bang more, he will not be able to drive anymore. I have to stop. So he stopped, and then we had a speechless drive until we reached the temple. I was so fried, so angry at him that he was not taking my part, that he was chastising me when I was not wrong. And then in the temple, I spoke with one devotee, Ananda Chaitanya, and he told me, you know, when the six Goswami, sometimes they were accused for things they did not know, but they would always say, yes, yes, I did it. Yes, I am in wrong. I am in wrong position. Even though they were not in fault, they would accept that as they had done it. And there is actually a very deep secret. When someone is chastising us, if we just patiently listen, this is something that destroys our ego. Our ego will be destroyed. If we just patiently listen, we can even smile. But our ego will be destroyed. But as long as we try to defend ourselves so strong, and this you can see for small things, you tell a devotee, immediately he has excuse. Immediately he will try to protect the ego. But if you don't protect anything, if you don't try to defend yourself and just let the chastisement act, our ego will be cleansed. Our ego will be, you will lose part of the ego just by patiently listening those harsh words or those chastisements. I had another, I can tell you because we are in a close group and I know all of you and I consider you like my friend. That was a little special experience I had. We were in Hanover. Nagumash was giving a lecture. Then he showed a slideshow. And in the slideshow there was a picture of me. And when he came on the picture of me, he just made fun of me. Like anything. Everyone was just laughing and laughing about me. And it was so difficult for me to accept it. Wow! I just could not look at my Guru Maharaj anymore. I was really, oh! And I thought, okay, I do my service, but I just don't look at him anymore. I just cannot look at him anymore. And I was really in this revenge. Or because he did that, I will not look at him anymore, you know, because I like this. And in the morning, I was doing the worship of Maharaj deities. And when I turned the incense around Srimati Radharani, I heard a voice in my heart. And the voice was, what? You don't want to speak to me, and now you offer incense to me? And it was just so strong, I just could not move the incense. I was just stuck front of the deities, and I understood my Guru Maharaj was speaking through the deities. I understand also that the deities were saying, I was giving the chastisement. It was not your Guru Maharaj directly giving the chastisement. I was giving through him, and now you worship me, and you are in that mood. How doesn't fit? What's up with you? And this was really strong experience. I understood, okay, it's not a cheap thing. It's actually coming from another, it's coming from another realm. It's something I need. It's something that is given to me by Krishna through my spiritual master. There is also this famous story of Gauridas Pandit. He was a disciple of Hridayananda Goswami. They were living in Bengal in the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then there was a big festival to be organized. So Hridayananda said to Gauridas Pandit, you just stay here, I will go and I will buy some necessary items for the festival. You just stay here and take care of the deities. Now, one day before the festival, Hridayananda Goswami did not arrive yet. So Gauridas Pandit thought, I have to send invitation to the devotees to come. Tomorrow is the program. I have to do that independently from his order. So he started, he did that. He sent all invitation to the Vaishnavas so that they will come for the festival. And then later, Hridayananda Goswami came back. And he became so furious. What? You did act independently? You sent the invitation before me, asking you to do that? And he just gave me such strong chastisement. But Gauridas Pandit just felt at his lotus feet and asked for forgiveness. And Hridayananda Maharaj Goswami said, you can do the festival alone. I'm leaving. Huh? Can you imagine? The ashram, there is guru, there is disciple, and suddenly the guru said, okay, you do the festival yourself, I go. And everyone comes, all the guests are coming, and you have to give the lecture at the place of your Guru Maharaj, and you have to take care of everything. So Hridayananda Goswami went down to the river Ganga and was just chanting. And on that day, the day of the festival, was so much mercy coming. I think, I'm not 100% sure, I heard that Leela long time ago, but I think at that time, there was the Leela when Gaur Nithai came down the altar and were dancing into the devotee crowd, and then they... No, that's not that time. But on that time, there was for sure a very big reciprocation from the deities, and then Hridayananda Goswami came back and say, okay, it was a test I gave you. You were not in fault. Everything was all right. But I just gave you that chastisement to test you, also to see how you would react, if you will just give up, if you will still keep on doing your service. And I think many of us, we get chastisement, we get difficulties which are actually crossroad in our spiritual life. Because sometimes Krishna can send really, really hard time. And then we are severely tested in our faith. Will we remain faithful servant? Will we continue our service? Or will we give up our service because it was too much for us? Are we willing to stay in touch? Will we pass the test of the difficulty? Now the last way I would say to deal with that is like Srila Prabhupada was mentioning somehow, to see that as sent by Krishna, to see that as Krishna's mercy. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada was saying in the purport, when one is able to see that as sent by the Lord, he's actually, that's a sign he is making progress in his spiritual life. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said, we can be saved if we behold Krishna's mercy in every things that happen in our life. If we can see everything that happened in our life as Krishna's mercy, we are saved. We should preach to our mind in those difficult moments, it's for my good. I cannot see it now, but in few years, when I will be out of that, I will see that there is some good there. There is some lesson for me. We should preach our mind in that way. I will just end with an example of Gorkishor Das Babaji. One day he was walking in the street and children came and started to throw stone at him. And I don't know did anyone got stones? Someone threw stones on him? Yeah? Yeah? Oh, you were playing, yeah, but it was in a playing mood. Yeah. I had that once in Mathura. That was the first time I went in Vrindavan. So I thought I'd go to Mathura first. And I went to the border of the Yamuna. And there were children and they asked me for money and I did not want to give them anything. And they took stone and they threw the stone at me. I was crying. I was crying like a baby. It was so hurting. So once Gorkishor Das Babaji was walking in the street and children came and started to throw stone at him. So for a while he did not react. And then he turned to them and he said, if you continue, Krishna, I will tell everything to Mother Yasoda. Gorkishor Das Babaji could see those children were sent by Krishna. He could see Krishna was doing that through those children. So immediately say, Krishna, if you continue like this, I will tell everything to Mother Yasoda. The children immediately stopped. So that's a far out example of a Siddha Mahatma, of a very great saint. How he sees that everything actually is given to us because of Krishna's mercy. So we should not be fearful or should be too disturbed by whenever we get chastisement. Whenever we are too disturbed, we should remember that means I'm really not in the service attitude. I'm really wanting to be the master. Therefore, I'm so disturbed. And we should let those chastisements clean up our ego. They are good. They are there for our good. We need that. We need to be reformed. We need to be purified. We need to understand our fallen position. We need to understand we need help. And that's actually so good. After chastisement, we are thinking so much deeper. Before I truly joined, I mean, I don't know if I truly joined yet, but before I actually, on the physical level, I truly joined the Krishna consciousness movement, I was living with a girlfriend who had a boy. And this boy was really terrible. She never gave him any education. He had like 9 years old. And one day he just pushed me so far that I gave him a solid beating. I took him on my lap and I just gave him really the beating. And after that, he went to the kitchen and started to clean the pots. He never did that in his whole life. But inside of him, he was so happy that he got this stress diagnosis. It just brought him so clear the mind that he understood, I did something wrong. I have to repay that back. And he went and cleaned the pots. So often those chastisements, they will bring us back into the proper track. They are actually very helpful. So that's all I could do. I really did my best. But so many times I tried to prepare the lecture, I just never knew how to bring the things together. But I think the main points are nice. Are clear, and I don't know if you have maybe some more comments or questions.
You mentioned this, three types of karma, and one type of karma which is still helping us.
Yeah.
We get it through devotees.
Yeah.
The devotee can see, okay, it's karma, but it's punishment of karma which sent by Krishna.
Mm.
So one has to accept. But isn't it that he sends the media who gives the karma to the instrument of our karma,
mm-hmm.
how you deal with them? Like, for example, it's not like I would consider the chastisement, but somebody inflicts suffering on you,
mm-hmm.
maybe because he has not developed all the qualities.
Mm-hmm. Very, very nice way to say.
Okay, you see, it's Krishna, my karma, but will you still associate in the same way with this person? Or will you avoid it? How you deal with it?
Yeah.
Of the karma.
Yeah.
But maybe you cannot be naive.
Yeah, it's a good question, very practical question. I think when person are really giving suffering freely because of their own inner frustration, I think it would be wrong to think, okay, let me associate as more as I can with that person so that my ego will be cleaned. I think it will not be so good. I would personally avoid that person. I will keep respect. I will forgive the person for whatever, but I will keep distance. Like, also, sometimes when Satchinandana's family, he sometimes went through very painful situation with his body, and often he just did not want to take painkillers. And I would tell him, take, but please take. You are suffering so much. And sometimes he will say, This is just my karma. It has to be go out. I just let Krishna do that. And once I remember we were in Radhadesh, there was Yadunandan Goswami or Swami? Swami. Who was there and he told Maharaj, but take painkiller. It's also given by Krishna. It's there also to alleviate. To take away the suffering. But in that case, for example, Satchinandana Swami preferred to endure the suffering as thinking it's burning out the karma. So that's a different perspective. I think it's a little personal. For me, I will for sure take painkiller or things like this if it's too strong. But it can be seen in different ways. But sometimes they are good friends in Krishna consciousness, or they are people we know they are good, and sometimes we just get such a heavy time from them. And I think those moments we can know, okay, that's the karma now I'm getting. That's not because they are bad or because they envy me. That's now something is coming. Like when the guru is giving punishment, there even more we must understand, okay, now it's really Krishna behind. It's really the karma, the Krishna who is giving the karma behind. Now let's open the arm and let him do, and let the things be cleaned. So we have to see. But when someone has really ill intention and is really a bad person, then we have to keep our distance. But we have to be very careful to not produce more karma, or to not react, or to not look for vengeance, or to not criticize the person. We have to be very careful, because the anger is in the heart. It's maybe not expressed, but we have to be careful to forgive the person and let everything clean, and then we don't produce any more this bad karma that had to come again. Yeah, that's how I will. Any other questions, comment?
I just thought, what you say is very nice and very inspiring. And I thought, I'm sometimes more in a situation where I don't have so many superiors who are chastising. I'm chastising everyone. But don't chastise me. And I thought, oh, that's very bad, actually. But then I remembered that actually I get almost every day on a very heavy chastisement on a book distribution. And some goes really, really deep, and all the frustration comes out. Really anger on Krishna, as you explained. It's really like that. And then you become angry at Krishna and all the world and everything. And now I feel very inspired to see more and actually go out and do books today, and then it's tough, and life gets tough, and I'm very inspired to do it. Maybe you can speak something also for that with the book distribution and
Yeah, there also you get a good amount of purification. Yeah, people are not much kind. They are quite direct and tough. Yeah. Then that become a good encouragement if you can try to see actually the way they act as given to you as an opportunity. Instead of becoming mental and thinking, oh no, it's too much, let's go back to the van and let's read. And I know that I was also in book distribution. When you can distribute, you get wings and you fly in the street. And when you cannot distribute, it's difficult. And when you cannot distribute and people are heavy to you, then you just become smaller, smaller, smaller. And then you feel, oh, the van is my only shelter. But if you can see, if you can try to see that actually they are there to help clean this ego. And if you can connect this attitude with servant, when you become angry, you understand, okay, I'm angry because I want to be the master. I'm suffering so much because I'm in this attitude, I want to become the master. I have to become a servant. And there I will not suffer anymore. If you get those hard times in that way, Then you can pass. Then it's not influencing you in a bad way. You can cross over it, because you understand the purpose of this chastisement, of those difficulties. When you understand the purpose, then it's much easier. We were seeing often later we see, but if you can see immediately, it's even better. As shorter we realize that, as best it is. Sometimes people need a whole lifetime to understand something that happened to them in a particular time of their life. And their whole life, they keep this bad feeling to other person. And sometimes only at the end of the life, they understand, actually, it was for my good. So as soon as you can understand, oh, it's given by Krishna, then there is almost half which is gone. And when you understand, oh, I can take that, I can become a servant. I know if I'm in the service attitude, nothing will touch me anymore, because my ego will be gone. That's my ego which is hurt. When I'm in the position of a servant, there is no ego. I'm happy. Everyone can chastise me, can beat me, can do whatever. I will be free from everything. So you can take those hard moments as opportunities. This is for me now. This is for me to learn. I can see Krishna behind that. Wonderful. Krishna, I take it. And we can pray also, please give me the strength. It's not good to pray to Krishna, please stop my sufferings. No, we should pray, okay, let them come, but please give me the strength so that I can overcome them. So we can pray for strength, pray for proper vision, so that we can see that actually coming from Him. That's token reaction from our karma. Yeah. What do you think, Sandro?
Yeah, very nice words. And very relevant. But I have also difficulties to see each as wise man as good or as not to judge. That maybe was not correct. Even it's very personal. For example, superiors doesn't in the ignore you or don't. It's also like chest.
Yeah.
It's easy to bear.
I was speaking with one young devotee who wanted to become disciple from Satchinandana Swami. So he was trying in the relationship, but somehow it did not work out. So I was speaking with him, and then he said, "Everyone can chastise me as they want, I don't care. But when Maharaj ignores me, that I cannot tolerate." That can also be a way of chastisement. That's also very hard to... And also, sometimes Krishna ignores us by removing taste in our spiritual life. And then we also think, why? But I'm doing so much and I have no taste. How is it possible? And then also we are tested. Do we take it? Oh, maybe I did some offense. Maybe I have something to change. I have something to improve. Or we just feel, this Krishna consciousness, that's maybe not what fits to me. Maybe I should look a little bit what the Christian says. Maybe there is. And I have more freedom also with rules and regulation. Maybe it's something good is there. And there are tests like this in our life. And Krishna also ignores us. And sometimes for a long time until we understand what we are actually doing wrong so that we can improve. Yeah, Goranga.
So who's qualified to actually give chastisement? Yes. I mean, like somebody who's really pure and has no envy at all. Because sometimes I also see some fault in somebody, and now perhaps I should correct it, but also I see that I am not purely motivated. There's also some motivation here. When is somebody qualified to actually?
Yeah, very good. For sure, the guru is all the time qualified. That's his duty, his service to us. Now, all type of authorities, temple commander, temple president, how we call the devotee who is in charge of the deity department, about the kitchen department. Whoever is in charge of something has the right. But I would say, we should never actually inflict chastisement. We should correct. Only if you correct, and the person just cannot hear, then you have to be a little strong. I had the case with one devotee who wanted to do service for Maharaj. So I let him do some service, and then he started to take over the service. He started to take all other service and to organize everything as he wanted. So I told him, wait, I'm a little more experienced than you. Certain area, I still take care, I gave you that. But he just could not hear. He was just all the time doing it by his own. So at a certain time, I had to be very, very hard with him. And I gave him really... And how can you speak like this to me? And I said, but I tried so many times in normal way, you cannot hear. I have to. Now you will hear, I'm sure. So... We should always try to explain things in without having to put force or to put strength into the words, because it's much better. But when the person just cannot hear, you have to. It's necessary. But in a general, we should encourage. We should much more encourage than to correct. Of course, service has to be done in a proper way. So when one has to correct others, he should always make sure that he's also praising what good he's doing. He's not all the time just showing here are the faults, but he's also noticing what the devotee is doing good. It has to go in parallel. It should never be totally discouraging. And sometimes we see devotees who are trying to do service and become totally discouraged because they hear only what they are doing wrong. And whenever they have desire to do something good or something different, and this we see often in the new devotees, they want to do some vowed things for Krishna. And often we, as older devotees, we discourage them. Say, it will never work. Don't worry, you are enthusiastic now, but you will see in 10 years, you will not be so much enthusiastic anymore. We are not helping them, we are not fanning the enthusiasm or directly directing the enthusiasm. Oh yeah, wonderful, do it, but try to do it in that way, and giving guidance how the devotee can do it. Of course, sometimes the ideas are totally foolish. You cannot do anything with it. But the idea is that we should always see how to encourage and never discourage anyone to do service. And especially because we are envious or because someone does better than us or things like this, there we have to be super careful. Yeah.
I heard once, I remember the one disconnection. Somebody said you should make like a sandwich. You praise somebody, then you give him chastise and then you praise him again.
Uh-huh. It's good. Yeah. Yeah, whenever you have to correct, it's always good to to give it, in French we would say to make the mettre la pommade, to put the cream before and then. Yeah, there was another question. Remember Gorkishoda's Babaji with the children sending stone. You just remember that and then you will dance in the street. Ultimately it's Krishna doing all that. It's for you to become purified. You will become a pure devotee through that. Just keep on going. You will be a shining pure devotee just by cleaning those layers of ego, thinking you are the master. You will become in that position of servant. It's wonderful. It's the journey. Okay, so I think we can stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhaktavinoda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
Jai.